This is Mascot Meet Cute, written by Freya Ryder 24 and read by Tipsy Kitty. It wasn't that Steve had been unclear on the rules. Oh no, he understood those perfectly. It was just the rules written down in a book, neatly numbered and referencing one another, perfectly reasonable and logical, did not in fact capture the actual real-life experience of playing the sport itself, which was apparently why, after decades of imagining himself beating the best opponents, captaining his team to greatness, and stepping onto the top of the podium surrounded by cheering crowds, he'd ended up flat on his back in the middle of the pitch. The game had, apparently, carried on without him, both his own team and the opposing one fighting it out a little further down the field. Either the ref hadn't noticed that they were down a player, and there should probably be a stoppage for injury, or they just didn't care. Probably the latter, since this wasn't technically a serious league. Oh well, he should probably just get up and carry on.
Oof, no.
Steed sank back onto his elbows again from where he'd tried to sit up, head spinning. There was a heavy pain in his stomach, presumably due to the collision that had put him on the floor, and now his brain was feeling all woozy, too. Should he call for a medic? Was there even a medic around? Surely there had to be, with a tournament like this. Although, hadn't there been a waiver? Don't sue us if you get hurt, it's your own fault. Something like that. From somewhere through the fog that now seemed to be encroaching on his vision, a man with long dark hair and tentacles for arms appeared. Steed blinked, and wondered for the first time if he had a concussion.
You all right, mate?
Mostly? He struggled to sit up again. I'm sure I'll be...
Whoa, there you go,
the strange tentacled man said, reaching out one of said limbs to catch Steed's head before it hit the ground. It wasn't wet. That was odd. It should be wet. Damp and slimy, not soft and foamy.
Come on, mate. Steed, wasn't it? Let's get you out of the way of the game.
You know my name, was all he could manage, the cloudiness in his vision beginning to close in.
Of course, Captain of the Pirates, how could I not?
The last thing Steed saw as he finally passed out was a stranger leaning down towards him with a gentle look of concern. He embraced the darkness happily, a smile on his face. He might not be stepping on the podium any time soon, but at least he was gaining a reputation. When Steed woke again, he was in an oddly familiar room that he'd never been in before. He was lying on a bed on top of a long roll of blue tissue, and it took him a second to realize he must be in the sport facility's medical room. Couldn't have been out long then, or they'd have shipped him off to hospital. The pain in his stomach was still there, although duller than he remembered from before. His head wasn't swimming anymore either, which could only be a good thing. Gingerly, he attempted to sit up, and found it a lot less world-shifty this time. It was only then that he noticed the person sat in a chair at the foot of the bed.
Oh, hello,
Steed said, smiling. It was the man from the pitch, who'd presumably rescued him. Now, without the looming effects of an oncoming faint affecting him, the tentacles made more sense. The man was clearly wearing one of those American-style mascot costumes, except without the head. The purple suckered limbs and the t-shirt the creature was wearing proudly proclaimed the team the costume belonged to, the Krakens, favorites to win this little amateur tournament Steed had entered his cobbled-together crew into.
How you feeling, mate?
His savior asked. Much better, thank you. Think I took a bit of a knock to the head before, but feeling right as rain now.
Good, good.
There was a moment of silence, in which Steed found himself looking down at himself rather self-consciously.
So, you work for Blackbeard, then?
The notorious leader of the Krakens, and someone Steed was both eager and nervous to meet. The man frowned a little, then looked down at himself and seemed to remember what he was wearing.
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess you could say that.
More of a volunteer role, this one, though. Not like any of us get paid.
Ah, yes, I suppose not. It being for fun and all.
The man stood, reached behind his head to tug at the Velcro holding him in the bulky costume, then wiggled out of it far enough that he could get an arm free from within a tentacle. He stepped over to the bed and held out his hand.
Amen.
Steed, The end.